I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey, everybody. It's Andy. I'm backstage at Watch What Happens Live. This is unprecedented for the podcast. We've got the queens of the podcast, Danielle Schneider and Casey Wilson from Bitch Sesh, the definitive Real Housewives podcast. They are now going from their nook to mine, my clubhouse. How are you feeling about being full-fledged guests in the clubhouse? Because you have a no-tagging rule on your show where you don't want anyone to hear your opinions that are involved in the show.
Yeah, that's right.
We like to talk about the housewives behind their backs.
With love, but saying nasty things.
We just never want them to find out. And I feel like today that's the last day that will happen. But I'm feeling confident.
Good. Yeah, I'm feeling good. You know, if they choose to enter our realm, they're welcome to.
Yes.
Yeah, and the one brush we've had with one of them was terrible. So yes,
with Tamra, right? Yeah.
Correct.
She did not appreciate us.
Yeah.
I don't want to ruin it because you all will hear, if you're listening to the Watch What Happens Live podcast, you will hear what the ladies are wearing soon. It's monumental. Any special preparation that you all have done besides the clothes for today?
Well, basically just watching every single episode of The Housewives since
ever.
Coda de Plaza.
I would say I've been preparing my whole life for this moment.
Yeah.
And we sent you an advance copy of tonight's Beverly Hills Housewives episode.
Did. It's what I call a packing episode.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Before we get to Berlin. Yes.
And I also feel like we get into Nanny K-gate.
Yes, Nanny K is
Can
amazing.
I say we've got, you know, Pink Dog Pikachu. Who's next?
Yes, yeah. I know. Well, let's
we
hope
we were introduced
that's
to a
Fingers
menagerie
crossed.
Of animals that we've never seen
no,
before.
No, it's true. I know. We need Mystic Michaela to come and tell us kind of what
to Google everything yes, and then exactly. to know what
Schnooky. That was a new dog I saw.
Yeah, Schnooky is yeah Harrison.
But they presented to him as if he was a reoccurring player, and I haven't seen him before.
Yes, fingers pink crossed. Dog.
Fingers
yes.
crossed. Everyone R.I.P. stays. Alive.
That's it.
Yeah.
Yes. the packing episode. You're so right.
Look, it's a transitional episode, and you have to have them. And I understand that. And I like what I was seeing. You know.
Yeah.
Oh,
a lot
course.
Of Teddy and Edwin this week.
Yes.
Yeah. We.
I didn't love when she called him Papa, but
I didn't love how he said she doesn't work, even though I'm not exactly sure what everybody does. But right. I
is accountability coach a real job
in LA? Yes.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
In LA, it's a different world. Of course it is. If I don't have one, I'm not. In the know, you know?
I'd like one, frankly.
Right.
I really would.
All right. Well, listen, I can't wait for the show. And if you're not already listening to Bitch Sesh, folks, listen, if you love The Housewives, you'll love this show. And I'm so excited that you're here in the club.
Thank you. We are so excited.
Blessed.
The women of Bitch Sesh have arrived at the Housewife Holy Land. It's Watch What Happens Live with Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider now.
Andy Cohen's got the feeling on.
Cohen here with two people who are causing my little clubhouse to burst at the seams with megawatt housewife fandom. You always ask us to have huge housewives fans are that are the real thing. Well, my first guest is an actress and comedian who slayed you in shows like Happy Endings and SNL. Now she'll slay your ears when you download the podcast, Bitch Sesh, A Real Housewives Breakdown. Welcome back, Kasey Wilson. She's Bitch Sesh co-host who made you LOL as a writer on It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia and creator of Hot Wives of Orlando. Say hi to Danielle Schneider. It is clear to me that you are both dripping in Bravo couture. Kasey, you are wearing a Pat Altschul...
Pat Altschul caftan. You send in a dog, and this is Kingsley, R.I.P. Oh, my.
Kingsley Kim Richards dog, yes. Okay.
And this is a Lynn Curtin cuff.
Okay.
And this, of course, is my agency water bottle.
Oh, my God. Okay. Danielle, tell us who you're wearing.
Yes, I'm wearing Countess Lou, a jumpsuit that is a longer crotch than one would want.
Okay, it's a little droopy. Okay.
I am wearing Cynthia Bailey eyewear. And another Lynn Curtin, $100 cuff.
Wow, okay. Very good. Over at the bar, it's Kasey and Danielle's part-time co-host, assistant, and full-time old lady wrangler. Say hi to April Mouton. What fashion are you wearing?
I am wearing a Sonia Morgan. Yeah.
Wow, also, Sonia Morgan, New York.
You can't see because it's so low and also low crotch.
Okay. The New York ladies like a low crotch. I want to get started. We have so much to unpack tonight. Tonight, Rinna accidentally, maybe kind of, sort of, insulted Erica. It was fascinating. Take a look.
Here I am now pouring my heart and soul back into design. It's great.
But you know how rare it is. I mean, how many jobs are for 40-year-old women?
None.
Yeah. You know, you cast a 50-year-old man, he's gonna have a 25-year-old girlfriend or wife.
That's my life! I can't say sh**.
Oops.
Amazing. I wanted to get you a gift tonight. I didn't want to surprise you with a housewife because I thought it could be too
controversial,
too close to the fire.
We don't like to, you know, we don't like to get too close
yes.
to the muses.
No. I have for you a sneak peek of the premiere of The Real Housewives of New York.
Ramona?
Yes?
If Sonia doesn't want to walk over here and say hi, we're not inviting her. Nope.
Y'all just say hi and come say hello to the girls?
No.
No, say no.
She can figure it out herself. She doesn't want to figure it out and she can herself and stay in that f***ing corner. I'm the host of a party. You come over and say hello.
Oh, God,
hello.
Just get ready to go like this.
Said, you think I'd go to your party that you're hosting and not come up and say hello? She's a woman of etiquette, Lady Morgan. Lady Morgan knows her manners. When you walk into a dinner party, you greet the host.
No.
When you walk into a dinner party, do you greet the host?
Dorinda is a spit cracker, goes and blasts off.
Okay.
Question.
Yes.
And there are many.
Yes.
But is Tinsley dressed as Gretchen Christine Butte?
Oh my God, that's so good. She does look like Gretchen Christine from the Bunko Party, but she's actually dressed as Madonna from the 80s.
Okay. And Dorinda's in a spank and she's got a little game going and I like that.
Okay, folks, I once guested on your podcast and it had 90 minutes of questions from you. You now have 45 seconds we're going to put on the clock. And you can ask me a speed round of anything you want. Go.
Andy, which housewife is the biggest nightmare?
Not on the show anymore.
Got it.
Andy, any chance Phaedra will come back?
You never know.
Andy, have you ever gotten your DS
at the Roundup?
No, unfortunately.
Okay, Andy, did Heather Dubrow really leave on her own terms?
You know what? It's her story to tell.
Okay.
Would SJP ever be our friend?
Yes.
What do you think of my new bangs?
I love them.
Thank you. How come some housewives are allowed to sit out on vacation, and where were Kim and Kenya in Barcelona?
Too much to unpack.
Is Teddy one and done?
I don't think so.
Oh! Okay. Have you ever been to Sonia's Grey Gardens?
No.
Is there heat and electricity there?
I hope so.
And does she still have any of her teeth?
Questionable. Thank you very much. Are you following us on social media? We've got a secret link for our super fans to win VIP seats to a taping of Watch What Happens Live in Los Angeles. Make sure to follow us because the link expires soon. The women of Bitch Sesh came for a Q&A sesh, but before we get to that, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First on tonight's Beverly Hills, LVP told Rinna that she used to want to strangle her, but now thinks the new subdued Rinna is a pain in the neck, an opinion Rinna found kind of hard to swallow. Here's what, ladies, watch this. I want your opinion on the flip side. Take a look.
I have never even wanted to slap you.
Oh, I've wanted to slap you.
Have
you?
I
wanted to strangle you, yeah.
Oh, I've never wanted
to. You seem to have changed a bit lately. Somehow you're like a little quieter.
Well, I've changed.
It seems like you don't engage as much. I haven't felt that you're as invested in the group, you know?
I think it's strange to say that I'm less engaged. I'm just not engaging in the stupid bullshit. Maybe now she has no one to do her dirty work. Maybe that's what less engaged means.
Slam.
Thoughts.
Is Lisa Rinna wearing a hoodie in that?
Yeah, I don't know.
Honestly, I agree with LVP.
Okay.
I do. I feel like Rinna, get in or get out of my life.
All right.
Well, she's been doing a lot. She's talking about how busy she is. She's doing Days. She's doing QVC. She's with Lois.
Yes.
She's with Delilah and the
Lois.
Other.
Yes. The middle. And the middle.
Yeah. And the middle.
Yes.
Yeah.
Second on Bitch Sesh, my guests have had a lot of controversial opinions. But will they, as Lisa Rinna says, own it or will they discard it like yesterday's sprinkle cookies? Here's what. Let's find out with a round of Would You Apologize? Ladies, I'll go through some of your more fanatical Bravo opinions that you've said on the show. You either backpedal or double down. Casey, you were both adamantly anti-PK recently. You said you like him and that he's fun and he might even be a good guy.
I'm attracted to him.
Okay. Both of you said Beverly Beach is the worst possible name for Dorit's swimwear line.
Stand by it.
100%.
Okay. Danielle, you described Tom Schwartz on Vanderpump Rules as a flaccid penis of a human and said every time I look at him, I want to throw up all over him.
That sounds like you.
Yeah. You know what? Tough, but I'll die on that hill.
Okay. Casey, referring to Teddy, you said girls that are super into horses weird me out.
Yeah, there's something going on there. I think we all know it's very strange.
Both of you think David Bedore is a, quote, monster.
Get the out of here!
Casey, when you saw Camille in lingerie, you said you thought she looked unbelievable for 65, then discovered she is 49 years old.
Okay, look, she's a gorgeous woman. I have a postpartum body, so I am no one to throw stones, but I stand by that.
All right, thank you very much, ladies. As two of the world, I like it that you give yourselves a round.
Oh, yeah.
Finally, as two of the world's foremost housewife of anthropologists, my guests have studied every housewife on a scholarly level. So which faces from the past would they want to bring back and which would they banish to an eternity in housewife exile? Here's what, I'm gonna put some familiar pretty messes from yesteryear on display. You let me know if you'd wanna bring them back to the housewives or set them chic, c'est la free. Okay, here we go. First up,
okay.
Brandy. Andy, bring her back or no?
Gots to go.
No, bring her back. I want it.
Okay. Oh, you do. Okay. What about Kim Fields? Bring her back.
She's too nice
okay.
for the franchise.
Those are the facts of life. She's gone.
Okay. What about Alexis Bellino?
Yes. Oh, we need her. I need the trampoline park. I need Jim Bellino back.
I need those Jesus jugs in my face.
Yay. Okay, what about next up? She's an OG of New York, Jill Zarin. Bring her back.
She wants it too much.
Oh,
okay. All right.
As we want to be.
Speaking of OGs, yeah. Caroline Manzo.
You know what?
Never been a fan.
She's happy at home.
Okay. Next up, another OG, Taylor Armstrong.
I think. In this time, she needs to be processing, and I think she's best off screen.
Okay.
God bless her.
Yeah. Very good.
I'm really enjoying her off screen work.
Okay. Yeah. Next up is Yolanda Hadid.
I'd love to see her back.
I'd love to see her, but mostly I want to see that fridge.
Okay, yay. The fridge is gone. Okay, what about from New York, Aviva Drescher?
Get the out of here.
Okay. Last up is Gretchen.
You know what? We want to look up to our housewives, not down, and recognize our own apartments there.
Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of bags.
The townhouse is
up.
Not doing it for you?
Yeah, you know.
Okay, thank you, ladies. Let's go to the phones. Toby from Sacramento has a question for the bitch sesh gals. What is it, Toby?
Hi, Andy. I'm such a huge fan of Bitch Sesh. My question is for both Casey and Danielle.
Okay.
If you could get rid of one current housewife, who would it be and why?
Oof. Guys, I'm sorry. I'm going to say Teddy RIP.
You are?
Yeah. The blush last week just pushed me over the edge.
Really?
I'm going to say it, and it's not great. And I actually like her, and I've met her. I think Bethany, it's time to go.
Really? Talk to me about that a little bit.
I feel she's gotten so negative and she can't maintain female friendships, and it's hard to watch because what we love about the show is how much the women love each other.
Back to the phones. It's Betsy from Arizona. Hey, yeah. Betsy, what's your question?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Say hello to a new era of mental health care. Cerebral is here to help you achieve your mental wellness goals with professional therapy and medication management support 100% online. You'll experience the all-new Cerebral Way, an innovative approach to mental wellness designed around you. You'll get a personalized treatment plan from a therapist, prescriber, or both in a safe and judgment-free space. Your Cerebral therapist or prescriber will outline a customized plan with clear milestones along the way so you can get to feeling your best. With Cerebral, you're not alone in your mental health journey. We're here to empower you to live a fulfilling life. So take that first step towards a brighter future and sign up today at Cerebral.com/podcast and use code WONDERY to get 15% off your first month. Offer only valid on monthly plans. Other exclusions may apply. Offer ends July 31st, 2024. See site for details.
Hey, Andy. My question's for both Casey and Danielle.
Okay.
Do you think that the newfound truce between Vicky, Shannon, and Tamara on the OC is going to last?
No,
not at all. I feel like when they got to the parking lot, it was done.
Yeah. I feel like
Tamara hauled them both over her bodies and threw them.
And Vicky is somewhere at, you know, in Acapulco or at her bar.
With Roger Lodge's brother.
Yes, and drinking the troubles away. Andalays, sorry, Acapulco, God forbid.
Roger Lodge's brother. Poppy D wants to know, which Housewives divorce were you most surprised by and which one upset you the most? I know that Lou and Tom's divorce really, really affected both of you deeply.
That was very hard.
It was tough on all of us. We all had to take a day off work.
Yes.
And just...
I'm in grief counseling, and it was hard, but you know, Shannon and David really hit me because I love Shannon deeply.
Yeah.
And I feel like, God, they have three daughters. I don't know. I feel like I don't like his Instagram work with his new gal.
You don't.
I find it offensive.
And are you following that closely?
Deeply.
Yes. Yes.
I've gone down an Instagram hole on hers as well. The new girlfriend. I'm not a fan.
I don't like
fan.
The flame emojis I'm seeing, David.
You are a fan of Dreamcatcher, of course.
Yes. Dreamcatcher. 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 Oh.
Let's go to Kathy from California. Hey, Kathy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. My question's for both ladies.
Okay.
What is your all-time favorite housewife tagline, and what would your tagline be if you had one, each of you?
Okay. My tagline would be, Jesus, take the wheel, because I'm too drunk to drive.
That's amazing.
My tagline is, I always speak my mind. That's why I say nothing.
I thought it sounded like she was going to say, what's your all-time favorite housewife?
Yes.
Do each of you have one?
Kenya Moore.
Wow.
I love Kenya. Always have, always will.
I mean, I gotta say, Phaedra Parks, guys.
Yeah.
She did some stuff.
Right.
I understand.
But no
that.
One's excusing that.
No one's excusing, but no one's perfect. And let's remember
that. We can forgive and forget.
Yeah.
Where does Vicky fall on your
Well, our best friend, June Diane Raphael, has been a longtime Vicky supporter, and she stood by her since the beginning. You know, Vicky's tough to love. Tough to love.
But we can all see ourselves in Vicky, maybe.
I have a love for her.
Let's go to Valerie from San Diego. Hey, Valerie, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. Okay, so my question is for both Casey and Danielle. Since Andy just revealed his top 10 hottest guys on Bravo, can the two of you do the same and share yours?
Can you throw us some of your...
PK. Jim Bellino.
Marchese. Jim Marchese.
Joe Giudice. Glenn the party planner.
Glenn the party planner. Jiggy.
I do love Glenn. Jiggy. Yes.
Jiggy.
Pink Dog. Just kidding. Guys, too soon. Okay, we'll get...
Ken. When he fell on the Baja shelf, all in that white.
His lion's mane of hair.
Oh, my God, you are amazing.
I shouldn't have said that about PD, and it was too soon.
Oh, about Pink Dog? Yes. It's
R.I.P.
game time, folks. While much of the country is embroiled in March Madness, my guests and I are more wrapped up in some other players, also known for taking shots and the occasional need to be refereed by me, all while dribbling white wine. In honor of that, let's play March Housewife Madness. I'm going to toss out some housewives we know and love. You pick which ones you would want on your fantasy team. Finally, your team captain, let's go. Who's trash talking runs circles around the other players, Nene or Bethany?
Nene.
Okay. Who would make the best wing woman if you were playing the field, Sonia or Ramona?
Sonia.
Okay. Who would win in a fight, Teresa or Sheree?
Sheree.
Okay. Which OG is a slam dunk every season, Vicky or LVP?
I'm gonna say LVP.
Okay. Who do you want on your defense in a reunion showdown? Shannon Bedore or Lisa Rinna?
Lisa
Rinna, okay.
For that, yeah.
Okay. Who is MVP of every party? Dorinda Medley or Countess Luann?
Ooh,
Dorinda!
Okay. Which star player serves the best looks? Erica or Dorit?
Erica G!
Okay, Casey and Danielle, you have assembled your Housewives dream team. It's time to pick a team captain. Who is your ultimate MVP?
Okay.
Erica Jane.
Wow. All right.
Yeah.
So, you guys having fun?
Yeah.
You're
best day
so
of my life.
Funny.
Come home.
Oh my gosh.
This is Mecca.
You are so. Penelope N wants to know favorite Housewives walk off moment. Ramona walking off after they showed Alex's nudes, Lisa walking off after she got the bunny back from Kim, or Danielle Staub walking off after her fight with Teresa. Wow, those are three iconic walk offs.
I'm going to say
Lisa
Rinna
with
the
bunny was
with
so good.
Tear.
That soap opera tear.
Amazing. Yeah. Jason S said, Casey, it was widely reported that there was a feud between Kate Hudson and Anna Hathaway on the set of Bride Wars, which you co-wrote. Spill the tea, sister. Were they more Jill Bethany or Ramona Sonia?
I mean, I have to say there was no feud. And I know that's not popular, but they are both
good.
Lovely, amazing women.
That's
the truth.
Very good.
That's okay, it, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah, I love them
we
both.
We can make something up.
Beverly T texted, Jennifer Lawrence dream dinner party guests would be Bethany Frankel and Luann. Who would your dream housewife dinner party be?
Ooh.
Okay.
Sheree, for sure.
Yeah.
But not in sweats this time.
Nene Leakes. Oh, God.
I mean, I'm a terrified of her, but I want her. Ramona. Ramona.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
Sonya
Morgan.
You are both of them.
Sonya Morgan for sure. Erica Jane, I love.
Vanessa H., have they gone back to work out at Cut Fitness? You had a poor experience with Tamra at one point?
Okay. To be fair, we bombarded Cut Fitness.
Yeah.
And with camera crew. And of course, Eddie was like, come on in.
Yeah.
And so I don't think she appreciated that. We thought Eddie was lovely.
He was gorgeous. Muscles for days.
Kind.
I met him and cried.
She and I had some Twitter exchanges. She gave me a lot of emojis. That was that one that's like. And you know, I'd like to think we ended as friends.
Yeah.
Good. It's time for my mazel of the day. Since I have two of the biggest Housewives fans ever on right here, I thought I would let them give their Bravo-themed mazel and jackal. Ladies, what is your mazel?
My mazel goes to Miss Sonia Morgan, as it was reported by the Daily Mail, I'm sure erroneously, that after the trip to Cartagena that is to come, she came home in diapers. I love it.
Okay.
Keep doing you.
What's your jackal?
Our jackal is that robot bartender from Vanderpump Rules.
Okay.
Now, I felt that Jax was having an existential crisis. First, because he was like, all I'm going to be is a bartender when Tom takes off. And then all of a sudden he saw, like, no, I'm not even going to be that. Because a robot is going to replace me, and he made a better drink.
I want to thank Casey, Danielle, and April. It is the After Show with Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider and April Mouton. They are from Bitch Sesh, the Real Housewives podcast. The podcast is on Earwolf and iTunes, and they're on tour this summer. How did the podcast start? Because I only became really familiar with it a year into it. And so how did it start?
I had just had my first son and just thought it would be fun. We're huge fans and we're actors and writers. So we're like, we'll be shouting into the void, just talking about the Housewives. But people, God bless them, really started listening. And our fans have been really,
amazing.
Truly wonderful.
Yeah, it's been crazy. And literally, we thought we would do it for like 6 weeks and then just be done. We literally thought we'd talk to our friends.
It's sad to make a career like on the backs of the Housewives. Like, it doesn't feel good.
No, it's not what we thought.
It's not what I want.
It's great for me. I love it.
Did my parents?
I have no problem with it. Yeah.
Did my parents spend lots of money to send me to NYU drama school? Yes.
Yeah.
Is this what I'm doing? Yes.
Well, let me ask you, for you, Casey, because, or for both of you, you're both actresses and writers, and you have actual real careers.
Thank you.
Is there a moment where, do you existentially ever have a moment where you think, wait a minute, I don't want to be too known for this thing because this was supposed to be my side hustle and it's becoming big and I actually want to be on TV shows. I know you have a show going with it. Is this something?
Look, I don't want to be here right now. But
No, but is this a thing for you?
A little, because the podcast is so, we have a rule that's no tagging. We just want to talk about people behind their backs because it is our business. And we don't ultimately want to be rude, and we love and hate the Housewives.
Yes.
But occasionally I do feel like, I mean, I've always known my career is destined to be like a mom on the chat. Like down the line, like I'm going to be like, I dropped my kids off. So I'm like, maybe this is getting me there. I don't know, but I hope to still be an actress.
Right.
Yeah. Mine feels like, because I act as well, but I'm mostly in sort of writing rooms at this point, so they don't know what I do. It's like
right.
It's like I have a night job.
Right.
And they'll be like, wait, and we'll be someone, and they'll be like, Danielle, and people are like, wait, how do they know you?
Right.
Like, oh, it's a secret world. You don't know what happened.
Yeah. I discovered Danielle in like 2002.
We worked together.
Yes.
We
cast you on a pilot that we were doing for a cable channel called Trio.
White Noise.
And it was you and A.D. Miles, who was Jimmy Fallon's head writer for many years.
And Rob Hubel was a correspondent.
Yes. Wow.
And
Danielle is truly the most talented writer, and she's so funny.
She's so funny. Let's go back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name is Chris. I'm calling from Westboro, Massachusetts.
Hey, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I love you. I think you're so hot. I'm obsessed with you.
Thank you.
My question is for the ladies. It's what do each of you guys think is the single best Housewives episode of all time?
Oh, wow. That is so difficult.
Honestly, I have it right with me.
You do?
It's in my heart. That's why.
Okay.
The Bushes and Luann last year.
That
was a moment in TV that I rewound and rewound, and I think
it unfolded like an onion.
Yeah, I think of it on a sad day, like it perks me up.
Yes,
every part of it—the knife, the crying, and also Scary Island with Kelly Benson and the Jelly Beans—has stayed deeply with me.
I have to say, there are some New York episodes that, top to bottom, you just can't
tip to tails.
Yes, tip to tails.
Yeah.
You are both have had your fill of the housewives in roaring 20s outfits, yes. I understand.
There's only two kinds
enough,
of parties.
Enough.
There's a white party and a flapper party. Let's expand the universe.
Although apparently from that New York clip, they've expanded. What was that?
What was Dorinda? It was unclear.
She was Lady Gaga in the bubble.
Oh, dress. Yeah. Okay.
And I will give you another moment. She is so drunk at her own party that she keeps referring to Saturday Night Live as NSL. She's like, on NSL, they have this thing. It is amazing.
God bless her. I love Dorinda so much.
I do. Yes. What a gift she was to the show that we didn't know we needed.
I didn't know I needed those purple fur vests.
Yes.
The way I do.
I didn't know that I needed John and her sweaty love.
Yes.
You know?
I will say, there have been a few housewives, I'll say, Dorinda, Shannon Bedore, and Margaret from New Jersey, I will say, all came in and brought a sense of realness and a force of personality.
Sense of self.
Yes, sense of self. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. This is Mike from Philly. How are ya?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I love you. My question is for both Danielle and Casey. Okay. I love you both. I love the podcast. What are you most excited out of all of the craziness of the next season of New York to see?
I mean, that boat ride, what happened? I mean, Andy, is Bravo going down after that? What happened?
I also am really excited. Just that conversation with Luann's like, I'm so exhausted. I've been in Palm Beach, I've been in jail, I've got, you know, like, just like that whole thing. Like, just it's been a day.
And I'm excited, I'm not excited for this, but I'm curious about the spiraling downfall between Carol and Bethany.
Yes.
Not excited, I'm...
It's interesting.
Excited.
Yes. Back to the phones. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, my name's Tim from Detroit. My question's for Casey Wilson.
Okay, Tim.
Casey, what's your take on Cecily Strong's Erika Jane impersonation? And which housewife should SNL parody next?
Okay, Cecily Strong is gold. I've watched that 1 million times. I also watched her sitting on Bill Hader's lap as that old man 100 times.
Oh.
I think she is so funny. I wish they'd parody all of them. They don't do it enough for my liking.
Kristen Wiig told me about a sketch that never happened once that involved her doing Ramona. And I just thought, wow, like Kristen Wiig doing Ramona is...
I mean, these are the, they say there's not roles for women, you know, over 40, and there are.
There are. Do you have to sell your soul? Yes, but that's okay. Yes.
But there are rules.
Back to the phones. Last call of the night. Caller, what's your name and from where are you calling?
Hi, Andy. My name is Hillary Davis from Manhattan, New York.
Oh, I've heard of that. What's your question?
Well, first, I just need to say that I thought being frozen this week was the best part of my week, but being able to talk and be on the phones with Casey and Danielle has made this week so much better.
Absolutely.
So thank you both.
Yeah.
My question is for Danielle.
Oh, okay.
And yes, is there any chance of your Hot Wives of series coming back to Hulu? And if so, which city would you most want it to be set in for season 3?
Well, honestly, I don't know yet. That's really up to Hulu. We're still waiting for that call. Been 3 years, but on the waiting. Call me. But I think, you know, now that Jax is going to Tampa, I'm thinking Tampa's got something for me.
Yeah.
Kayla F., which housewife would you never want to run into in a dark alley?
Tamara.
Chris T., which housewife do you think has the tackiest home decor?
Dorit.
Eileen.
Eileen.
Aaron
D. We're terrible people.
Aaron D., any reunion moments that stick out as being the most insane or your favorite?
When Teresa pushed you. That was tough.
I don't feel like it got enough play. Like, it was so shocking. I feel like we brushed over it.
Did one of you tell me that you had a touch-it-up pillow?
Yeah, no, a makeup bag.
Makeup case.
You do?
Oh, we're selling things off of your tagline.
Oh, good. All right, go for it.
And that is on our website.
And zero money for you.
It's hilarious. Which housewife were you most excited to see return? Bethany, Lydia, or Dina Manzo?
Okay, definitely not Lydia. April did an amazing impression of Lydia in her Charlie Chaplin costume.
You sent me a photograph of that. That was incredible.
I think Bethany, but honestly, the Countess even more than that. The Countess's return.
Yes. Was it about the pasta?
Unclear. I mean, we live in L.A. Nobody eats pasta, so I don't know.
There you go. I want to thank Casey Wilson and Danielle Schneider on April Mouton Bitch Fest. Your Real Housewife Breakdown is a podcast on Earwolf and iTunes. They're on tour all summer. Check them out. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody. Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
I feel like I was blindsided.
Because it's a competition show.
From the producers of Jury Duty and The Bachelor.
We have scoured the earth for the 14 greatest reality contestants that were available during our production window.
Comes a reality competition show about reality competition shows.
Nobody has dared to find out who is the actual best at just being on a reality show. I'm your host, comedian Daniel Tosh.
It's win or go home.
Each episode, our contestants will face new challenges that will test their strength and lack of life skills for a chance to win $200
million.
$200,000.
Prepare, because it's about to be ugly, crying, lots of fighting.
Tayshia, I have to defend myself.
Celebrating 25 years of reality TV with your favorites.
I have diarrhea. You cannot do this to me.
What in gay hell have I got myself into?
The GOAT, premiering on Freevee and Prime Video on May 9th.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries, and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.